Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Simon's Peculiar Portions. Today, the little...
Hello, everyone.
The little motto on my tea bag says, "Be happy for this moment." That is a quote from Omar Khayyam, who used to be a very famous poet. Oh, he's dead now. Well, he still is a famous poet. I guess he didn't used to be.
Right.
He's still famous. My nan was a big fan of Omar Khayyam.
How is that a famous quote? It's literally a very, very simple sentence. It's like five words, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be happy for this moment.
Yeah. Just take a little bit of time to appreciate the moment that you are in now, Simon.
Horseshit. That's what I say.
You're surrounded...
Load of nonsense.
You've got a good friend to your left. That's me.
Oh.
There's also Daffod with us.
Hello there, Lewis.
Tom is over there. He's here.
Hello, Tom.
And we've got a long list of very odd stories
yes.
that we're going to try our best to focus on making our way through. Since last time, I seem to recall, we got through about one story before getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
I'm excited to... I've noticed the word baked bean at the top. I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
I mean, there's plenty of animal stories as well.
Well, they're the best.
Can't forget the animal stories.
Animal news is the best kind of news in Simon's Peculiar Portions. Because we love animals. We are animals.
Technically, we are.
And therefore, we think we can understand them and sympathise with them and empathise with them.
But you got to remember, like, the brain that's inside this is not the same as the brain inside this.
Right.
It's much smaller.
Right, so what point are you trying to make? The animals are...
They can't... I mean, first of all, they haven't invented digital watches, capitalism, enhanced interrogation techniques.
You're right, those pencils that you can keep going out and out with the lead.
Live streaming...
Yeah, that's right.
Fascism, all the things that are in modern society.
Useful things that make, you know, yeah, roads, single-use plastics.
Oh, yeah, single-use plastics, that's a good one.
Toilets. They haven't done shit, have they, animals? Name one thing an animal has invented.
Termites sort of build like a big sort of... It kind of looks like a big dried-out turd, though. You know, the big structures they make.
I thought you were going to say architecture, but then you went back a step to dried out turd.
Well, you know, I think I'm sure a lot of people would say that their architecture is actually better than ours, especially people like Prince Charles. You know, say, "Whoa, bloody carbuncles! Whoa, on the landscape."
I see. The British landscape.
Is he all right there?
Prince Charles, I think he's doing all right.
No, Daff, on my knee.
Yeah, he likes it. He's made for it. A human, he's bred to fit on your knee. That's what we've done to the animals in the world.
Yeah.
We've fitted them to humanity.
But what if it also works the other way around? What if animals are trying to, like, crossbreed us to make pedigree people? Because think about it, handsome young man, handsome young woman, walking in the park. Oh, their dogs are very friendly. Oh, and then the people end up, you know, they end up talking. They go behind a bush, they make a baby.
Yeah, and that's the dogs crossbreeding us. Yeah.
And the dogs are like, all according to plan.
You've just written a Doctor Who episode there.
Yeah.
That's going to be in the new series.
There we go.
I like that. They've been doing it for generations. They're making us more dog-like. Well, they say that dog owners look like they're dogs, don't they, as well?
Mm.
It's like humans like to fit in, and they're hanging out with a pet dog all the time. They're going to start trying to look naturally more like the dog.
Can someone, whoever's editing this, could you find two dogs that look like me and Lewis?
Yeah.
Challenge for you.
Little trick, little adventure.
Don't spend too long. You got to edit this episode.
There's a lot more work, yeah. And the bins are overflowing. So we need someone to
date carton of orange juice.
So Simon passively aggressively found an out of date carton of orange juice in the fridge.
4 months out of date.
Put it on Daff's desk. As if, I don't know what he's gonna.
Sorry.
There was a time when that I would do that, but not in recent years.
Yeah,
I think
you've
COVID's
grown.
Chilled me out a bit more.
Yeah.
And I don't do that kind of thing anymore.
Yeah, I do though. I do.
So we're excited to find, if he comes storming in here, or when you ask for your glass of orange juice next time, bring me my glass of orange juice, Daff.
Boy!
He's gonna crack open that ancient,
oh,
that mulled wine kind of, like, aged orange juice.
Ugh. It's very chewy, David.
It's got algae in it. Oh.
Oh, so what are we going to start with? You got a choice.
Well, I mean, the baked bean one is catching my eye. It says baked bean bandit. I love baked beans, I must admit. Who doesn't?
I do love
Which
them.
British man?
They're a bit too high in fibre. They can make me feel a bit ill. Oh, this advert is awful. Okay, there we go.
We can't open... Well, you pick such odd, niche stories from, you know, weird newspapers that no one reads, like The Metro.
You mean London's largest newspaper?
The Metro is only London's largest newspaper because they throw it away for free on the tube.
I mean, technically, that might be true, but...
Village terrorised by a bandit pouring baked beans through letterboxes. Ooh.
And the accompanying photo is a car with baked beans on.
Yes, covered in baked beans. Now, that does, to me, looks like less than a tin. I'm assuming you don't get baked beans in anything other than tins. You can't buy them in bags or
No, you can get them in
sacks.
Like, there are like pouches and there are like little tubs you can get. The tubs
No,
are
I mean, I mean like a larger. Can you get a litre?
Oh, you can get like family tins.
Can you?
And you can get ones for like camping trips.
Have you seen?
They're massive.
Sometimes, yeah, those big tins. They have them in restaurants sometimes, and you see them opening this gigantic tin.
And they can even be, you know, the proper Heinz branded ones,
really?
Not the cheap knockoff ones.
Okay.
You can get them in like industrial sizes.
But I mean,
you
this
know, for restaurants that sell beans on toast.
What I'm saying is, if you're a criminal baked bean bandit,
yeah,
going out there.
Oh my god! The first thing the police are going to do is check the local stores, see who's bought loads of baked beans.
Yeah, obviously.
Not rocket science.
And they go over to like
police work.
Auntie Mavis's house. Hello, Mrs. Miggins. I see you've been purchasing 36 tins of baked beans this week.
Oh, yes, I was planning on taking my sons camping.
Oh,
they
right.
love baked beans.
I noticed that these are litre-sized tins you bought.
Yes, we're going camping for a fortnight.
Really? Mm. So how does the average camper ingest 30... so how many of your... Just two of your...
It was 32 tins,
32
yes.
tins.
32 1-litre tins.
Between the three of you.
Yes.
Over the course of 2 weeks.
That's correct.
So how do you deal with the lavatory situation
right, it's 14 days, three of us, that's 42 servings, and that's just breakfast alone. So actually, we get through them quite easily.
Well, I'm sorry to have bothered you, Mrs. Miggins.
You're quite welcome.
We will look into other avenues on this inquiry.
All right, goodbye then.
Goodbye. Wow, that's how you get away with it.
Yeah,
it probably is some. It's probably some local. Well, it's not. It's a local person. It's an Englishman who's doing this.
It's someone bored in the village.
We could do some like
kids.
FBI profiling
kids. Hoodies.
No.
Bloody hoodies.
I don't know if the hoodies are into the baked beans. They're into
TikTok.
A LucasAid. They ain't got time for this. This is some old man. Some grumpy old git.
He doesn't
want
to do... This is a boomer thing. Because it's baked beans. It's a boomer.
Well, the thing is, you don't want to do dog poo. Because then you're blinding people by accident. You don't want to blind...
That's true.
You don't want to be
what
blinding kids.
What if a toddler
kids?
Eats whatever you put through the letterbox?
Exactly. Or a dog.
Baked beans.
Another dog.
Fine.
Can dogs eat dog poo or do they go blind? Because I see dogs licking dog poos all the time.
What? If dogs go blind, do they have to get a human to sort of tell them when to cross the road?
This is part of the dogs taking over thing again,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
This is it. That's how they're breeding us for to lead them around.
Something I found out, right? I'm about to have one of these lovely mints, right?
Careful.
I don't see what the brand is. Loads of mints, sugar-free ones, have xylitol in. Very, very poisonous to dogs. And also maybe even cats, so we've got to be very careful.
Right, you don't want your dogs... Terrible breath, David, there, after eating all that dog food.
After eating his own shit.
And the other dog's dog shit, yeah.
I've been licking my ass for the last 2 hours. Let me kiss you on the face.
Oh, no.
I love you, Lewis.
So, I love you too, David, but please have a mint immediately.
Have some baked beans, David.
Have some baked beans. So I think, honestly, baked beans, they're beans for a start.
They've been baked.
They've been baked. I mean, they've...
They're in a rich tomato sauce for third.
You can have them on toast.
You can.
For a wholesome, healthy
nice
breakfast.
Nice with a fry-up.
Why not treat yourself, is what I'm saying. And that's maybe what this man is saying.
Oh, my God. This is just a fucking guerrilla marketing campaign.
Oh, my...
For baked beans.
God, it is. We've seen through it. In the pretty countryside village of Wonersh in Surrey...
I've never heard... Wonersh?
So he's emptying cans of the good stuff all over a village in a sticky rain of terror.
By the good stuff, they don't mean the stickiest of the icky.
No, they don't mean the sticky icky. They mean the
devil's lettuce.
We mean the...
Marijuana.
I'm trying to think of another name for the baked bean.
Oh.
The bursting...
The devil's bean. I think that might be something else.
The tomato-y breakfast delight. The good... We don't need to marketing campaign beans. Everyone knows.
Okay.
No one is competing as well. There's something about Heinz beans. You know, I'm just saying. I've had a lot of other beans in my life, and they've always been inferior.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are like own brand, you know, store ones, which tend to have more sauce and less bean for your buck.
Right, is it about the bean value?
Yeah, I mean, when you open a tin of baked beans, you don't want to just see no beans when you open it.
Right.
And you're like, where the fuck are the beans? And then you start pouring it out. It's all the tomato sauce. And it turns out you only have the equivalent of like 3/4 of a tin of beans.
Right. I've never had that.
On beans.
I feel like the beans.
When I
are
was
the,
a student at university.
Part. What?
It was the 90s. Oasis were top of the hit parade.
It was a
I was in
time.
Cardiff.
Oh, okay.
We would get our beans, and it would be like Tesco or whatever brand beans, and they were like 8p a tin.
Mm.
And you'd open them up, and it would literally be almost 3/4 sauce and 1/4 bean. It was awful value. Awful value. It was a false economy.
So hang on. You're paying 8p?
Yeah.
For the tin?
Yeah. And normal Heinz beans are about 25p.
Right. So, you only got a third of a tin.
Yeah.
So actually, yeah, 8, 16, 24. So it's still cheaper, though.
I guess. I guess.
So in fact, it was actually
unless
good
count
value.
Each bean, you open three tins.
You actually got
them.
Slightly more bean for your buck. Plus, yeah. You got three times as much sauce.
Yeah, and sometimes we would just bottle up that sauce and
save it.
Yeah,
for
because we weren't buying like V8 or anything. So
what shampoo? You were just putting it on your hair. I'm thinking of what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
What's V8?
Oh, Tresemme. That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's right, I was, yeah.
That's why I use
head
actually, Tresemme.
Head and beans juice.
Yes.
Why take one tin of beans...
into the shower when you can take
and
three?
And some shampoo.
Oh, my God.
So why is this happening? We don't know.
We've not really gone into the
we've
story
gone one
at
sentence
all.
Into, we've again gone one sentence. And just assumed a lot. Too much.
So, just over 3,000 people live in this village. Local officers have received reports of incidents in Warnersh, where beans and other food has been poured onto residents' front doors and cars overnight. That's...
Wow, look at that. There's like
they're
four,
Heinz. They're actually
four
Heinz.
Tins of good value beans there, just on the floor. That is tragic. A mystery.
In one picture, four empty cans of Heinz beans are discarded near a doorstep, studded with little orange beans. It's an interesting decoration
studded.
Choice.
Another shows a grey car with sauce dribbling down the driver's window.
Oh, leaving an unsightly orange smudge. This is devastating. Absolutely devastating.
One person wrote online, "Hope you catch those horrendous criminals, otherwise the house prices in Wonersh will plunge." What half-baked idiot would do this? I hope they get thrown in the can. Absolutely Heinz's crime. Yikes, that is not a good pun.
And these are all just people on like Twitter and Facebook responding to the...
with their little dad jokes.
Yeah.
Sure, we did it. Shall we move on to the next one?
Do we have to? Because I'm enjoying the beans.
No, well, we can do what we want. We can do whatever we want.
Okay, so imagine the situation, right? You live...
in Wonersh.
In Wonersh. You're a 52-year-old man, and you've just discovered your wife has been having an affair with, like, six people in town.
Damn.
In the village, I should say. It's not a town. You want to get revenge on them, but you know that if you do something like, you know, smashing up shit... you'll get into trouble. So you think, okay...
Or dog poo.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put, like... So I'll just smear food over their cars and, like, put it through their front door. What food would you pick? You can't choose baked beans. That's been done.
Oh, I can't choose baked beans.
No.
I see, because that was done...
Yeah. You have to pick a different food.
Right.
Do you pick something expensive to show off that you don't, you know, give a fuck?
Like caviar.
Caviar.
Do I pour caviar? It smells bad.
That's good, actually. That's good. Little tins of anchovies.
Yeah, like tins of fish, like fishy tuna.
Something that would stink up the place, yeah.
I mean, that's an obvious choice. Well, the other one, the classic tins of stuff, are those bloody Swedish pickled herrings or whatever they're, that horrible mouldy fish, do you remember? It's so potent and pungent and disgusting.
Lutefisk. Is that
it's
it?
Even worse than that. I think it's like some... I can't remember. I used to know what it was called. But you have to open it underwater.
Oh, God.
Because if you opened it in a room, it would stink out that room and get into all the...
Everyone have to move
soft
out.
...soft furnishings.
You have to leave. You have to burn the place down.
Yeah. That would be a real... That would be... I think that's like... is actually a weapon.
Do you think it says that on the tin? You know, please open underwater...
It says it in Swedish, though, so it's, yeah. It's no help.
No.
Because no one reads that. No one can understand it.
Well, Swedish people can.
Well, yeah, but for the export market, for all the pranksters...
Oh, my God. Maybe that's it. Maybe something that you buy, you know, from overseas would be good. Because then they would think that, you know... Like an asylum seeker did it from down the road.
And they're easy.
And then they get the blame.
Easy to blame.
Yeah, because you're in this tiny, you know, village.
Racists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you want to, you know...
It's true. That would work.
Maybe it was Antifa. It was those bloody Ramonas.
Yeah, the Ramonas did it.
Yeah.
That's right. It's easy to blame those folks. I think that's a good one. With their EU... pork pies or whatever. Do you know what I mean? They could easily
blame it.
Oh,
yeah, you just put like brie and camembert.
Yeah, all the...
Oh, my God.
All the restrictive...
Those bloody French.
Yeah.
Coming over and smearing their cheese.
It's those Parma ham. It's Parma ham. It's bloody Italians from Parma. We can't call our cooked ham Parma ham anymore because of the EU. That's what it's going to be. Parmesan. At what point does this clean itself up?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, nature will find a way.
Exactly. All I'm saying is there's a lot of hungry seagulls in Bristol that I've seen eating a lot worse things than beans on the side of a car.
I've seen a seagull eat another seagull.
Yeah.
And not in a sex way.
No.
Not like when Richard Dawkins saw those two dogs 69ing. I'm talking about it was
worse than that.
He tweeted this. There's a famous thing.
Okay, I
that
believe
he
you.
Said.
I must have. When was that? 1995?
It was a while ago. It was 6 years ago or something.
That's okay. But we haven't covered it on this show,
no,
so it's fresh.
We will do next week.
I'm excited.
So, yeah, I've seen a seagull eat a dead seagull.
Well, you told me. I feel like what I'm saying is there's lots of animals that are going out of life, going out of fashion, I was going to say, but
going extinct?
They're going out.
They've gone to a club. They're coming back late. They're hungry. What are they going to eat? There's no kebab shops. They're in Surrey.
It's not open. So,
and then they discover
a
beans.
Delicious bean-covered car or doorstep or internal hallway. I feel like the opportunity for animals to feast and sample something they may have been denied, you know, for a long time, but may well give them nourishment. You know, birds eating bread and ducks eating bread, that's bad for them, right? But are beans bad for them? I don't know, probably is the answer. But let's find out. I think we should. You know, just leave them there.
I do feel sorry for some people that have like never had like... You know, there's a member of my Twitch community who'd never had hummus or sushi before. And there's basically like a list of 20 things that he's never eaten.
Right.
And it's like...
Well, that was you before you joined the Yolkscast, though. You just ate like a sausage roll and some Weetabix every day for 25 years, didn't you?
That's true. Yeah.
It was a new world once you know,
sometimes I'd swap them. I'd just have, you know, a sausage roll for breakfast in a bowl, put milk on it.
Yeah. I eat that dry Weetabix for lunch.
Yeah.
You know, with a bit of ketchup.
That's worse to me than a sausage roll with milk on.
Really?
Yeah, ketchup on a Weetabix.
Sausage roll cereal coming soon. They need some new ideas. They're running out. They're desperate.
Who are they?
The cereal men.
The cereal killers. Shaking my damn head.
They've knocked some good ones off over the years. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's all healthy shit now.
They have like Cookie Crisp, which are like tiny like cookie things. You could just have small little sausage roll things.
Yeah, mini.
You know,
sausage
bite
crisp.
Size tiny.
What would the advert for that be for like the kids?
I think you'd have to have an animated mascot, and it would have to be a pig. Kind of fucked up.
Right?
Hey, kids!
This is crazy. I think it would work. Everyone would be talking about it.
He's best friends with a cow, you know, because of the milk.
Oh, I see.
And a cow just squirts its udders and just coats the pig.
Right, just sort of sprays him in the face. And that's the advert.
Yeah.
When do they air this? It's between Yu-Gi-Oh! and Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Well, can we move on?
Hey, Lewis.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here.
I'm here too. Have you heard
That's good news. Well, I'm glad we're both... What would we do if we weren't both here? How would we do this?
Well, Daff would have to do it.
Daff could step in, though. He's willing and able.
Hey, Lewis. Have you heard about the alpaca that's going to be executed?
What? There's an alpaca... Have you heard about that walrus, by the way?
What walrus?
Wally the walrus.
No, who's Wally the walrus?
Do you not know anything about this? He was a walrus that got lost and he went all the way down the coast to like France and Spain and he came back up and he was wrecking like boats and stuff and flopping around and then he got to the Scilly Isles.
Where was he headed?
I don't know, back to the Arctic somewhere. He got lost.
Right.
Have you not heard anything about him in the news? He's all over the news.
I like the idea he's an English walrus. He washes up in France. And he's like, going to the Arctic?
Oui, c'est... Edouard, laissez-moi le...
Le
Tucon... Le
Nord. Oui.
Yeah. Cheers. Merci. Beaucoup. And he just gets lost for another, like, 3 weeks.
I think that's what happened, yeah. Basically, they kept giving him, like, boats and things to, like, sleep on. Because he would like go to these like dinghies, rubber dinghies, and get on them, but he kept popping them. He popped a load of people's boats.
So he was tired and he needed a rest.
Yeah.
And also wanted to ask for directions, presumably.
Or possibly have sex with a big rubbery boat.
Oh, okay. So he was horny. So that's why he was going, you know, going to the Arctic.
Going to France.
Oh my God.
Yikes. No, so Wally the Walrus, look him up. He's interesting. He's currently in the Scilly Isles. How have you
David.
Not followed the adventures?
David. David! Wally the Walrus. Oh, he's getting his own pontoon.
Five days ago. Here you go.
He's getting his own.
There he is.
Fucking hell, what a lad.
Wally's weight has led to several boats being sunk or capsized by his presence.
So he doesn't even get on them.
They just
see him and they're like.
Glub, 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 glub. And they go down. Yeah,
he
so.
He just has this aura.
So I think he might now be in Ireland because he's been working his way back up. He was in County Cork, yeah, he was working his way back up north. And
800 kilo.
He's huge, 125 stone. Yeah, he's gone 2,500 miles. Been spotted all over the place. He was in Spain for a bit. He hung out in the Scilly Isles for a bit.
Did he come back from Spain with those little straw donkeys that they always get?
No, that's Mexico, isn't it?
Or you... And like 1,000 cigarettes. And
oh.
2 liters of scotch. Duty Fury.
Benson's Hedges. The strong ones. I think you can take those. He does seem like that kind of lad. But yes, apparently...
Oh, and a large Toblerone.
Because he's in danger.
Really large Toblerone.
There's some people who are very pissed off. You know, they're like, bloody walrus come along, wrecking my boat. And everyone else is pretty much like, oh, he's a walrus. It's awesome. It's a giant walrus on my boat, sinking it.
Yeah, that's the thing. People are... There's going to be that moment of realisation that it goes from, oh, oh, and then you're like, Jesus, he's big. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why are we getting lower in the water? I mean, he is quite heavy. No, oh, no, no, we're sinking. We're sinking. Yeah. Fuck, fuck.
So that's been happening quite often.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I can't believe you haven't heard about Wally.
No,
he's a popular character. He's been in the whole adventure. It's like your round trip. It's like Top Gear. Only, I guess, less fat than Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, roasted. Irish Whale and Dolphin Group said he was sinking one or two boats in every harbour he entered.
Yes, I know.
Oh, fuck,
he's
hell.
A legend. He just rolls up. He's better than a German U-boat.
Look at him. Oh, he's so handsome. So they're making a special platform for him.
To lounge on, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's... I mean, the damage is pretty nuts. I guess, like, it's pretty unusual for this to happen. But yeah, a walrus. There's a little video. Here we go. I've been fortunate over the years to have enjoyed many memorable wildlife scenes, but a walrus climbing into a boat. Here he goes.
Oh my God, that boat's not going to survive him.
Is that a person in the boat in the covered up or what? What
was he doing? I think that's just the boat. I'm not sure. Maybe it's someone filming surreptitiously, so they don't want to be seen by him.
See, he's like not sure whether he's going to have sex with it or get in it. There he goes. He gets his teeth in.
It does remind me a bit of one of my cats, you know, trying to get up on something and struggling. They're like,
he is quite monstrous, isn't he, actually?
He's so big.
I think people have been feeding him a bit as well. Like, you know...
Baked beans.
Yeah. Anything they've got spare.
Oh, my God. He's... Oh.
That poor boat looks like it's not going to handle Wally.
You'll have to look up this video, podcast listeners. Just look up Wally Walrus humping boats.
You'll find plenty of random stuff.
Does the boat sink? I think it's doing all right. I think the boat's... There he is. He's bored and he gets off, I think.
Oh, well, no. He'll lie on there all day.
Yeah, and I think then... he's going to bask. That's it. Yeah. That's him for the rest
and
of the day.
And eventually it sinks.
Oh! He's sleepy. He's having a little rest.
Apparently he's damaged a flipper from climbing on and off boats.
Oh!
Poor Wally. You know, there you go. So people, again, people were not actually allowed to mess with him, but I think they've been having to tell people not to mess with him. Because apparently, like, one of the places, he wasn't getting much sleep because all the press were coming out and taking pictures of him.
Oh.
So he was, like, getting all grouchy.
Fucking paparazzi. Happens to everyone. Gets a bit of fame.
That's right.
Look at this. Walruses are not protected under the Wildlife Act.
There you go. Well, I guess
same as a fox or rabbit. It's up to people... to what to do with it. Like, that's could you have been a bit more specific, sir, about, like,
well, I guess
can you shoot
aren't...
a walrus, is that allowed?
They're not native, like... though, I guess, to the UK, so I guess it's not, like, normally covered, you know, just in case. You don't want to have, like, a law that, like, blanketly covers all animals that are non-native.
I think we've got to protect all walruses. They're important.
Something invades, like an ostrich or something. There's a great ostrich war that starts. Then we need to fight back. I'm saying we can't automatically,
emus?
Whoever.
There's emus
whatever.
In Australia, isn't it?
Just saying that if push comes to shove, it's better to be ready to fight back.
I love the idea that it's, you know, one day there's just off the coast of, you know, Kent somewhere, there's just like a handful of capybara wash up, and we're like. Capybara, oh, you know, all animals, you know not to fuck with them. They won't hurt a fly. They're these sweet, innocent things. And then just like a child gets eaten by one. And that, it all kicks off from there.
Right. That was the that provocation.
Somehow the capybaras are managed, maybe they're telepathic and they communicate to the other ones. There's good food here.
Right.
Suddenly there's 200.
And then we talk to Bolivia, or wherever capybaras come from.
I think it's Bolivia.
Hand over all the capybaras.
No, we're like, we got a real situation here with a capybara. Does anyone know how to kill one? We've tried everything. Poison, bullets, explosives. They just won't die.
Have you tried baked beans? They'll shit themselves to death. Leave some baked beans out.
We've tried crucifixes, silver bullets, holy water. Nothing works. Oh my God. Okay, so the actual story, Lewis, was about an alpaca called Geronimo. And he's been sentenced to death.
Right.
I shouldn't laugh. It's just so... All of this is just so absurd. Not just the inciting incident.
First of all, he's named Geronimo, who I assume that was the Native American leader, right? Famously, who we've coined a phrase from, because we sort of now say Geronimo when we jump off top. I'm pretty sure he was like a...
It's like a way of saying, you know, tally-ho, you know, or off we go.
Am I wrong about that? You know. Where's it come from, Geronimo? I could have sworn it comes from something.
Oh, my God. Oh, there he is. Of course, he wasn't actually... The one who yawns.
That's what it means, Geronimo. Yeah, he was a...
Leader and medicine man.
Medicine man of the Apache. Okay, I thought he was. Yeah. And so that's... We've stolen his name and made it a thing that we say when we bungee jump or, you know, jump off things. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So there's an alpaca named... You're now just reading the Wikipedia article for Geronimo. I know it's interesting. I'm full of this kind of trivia.
In the TV series...
Cheers.
Actor Nicholas Colasanto hung a picture of Geronimo in his dressing room. After his death, it was placed on the wall in the bar of the Cheers production set in his memory. And that's the final thing that Sam does when he leaves the bar, is he straightens the picture on the last episode. Huh.
Weird.
Geronimo, the alpaca. Sorry, no, that's not the story. So he was tested positive for tuberculosis.
Oh.
Which is bad. We kill badgers in this country because they spread it to cattle.
Right.
We gas badgers. It's horrible. People say it's got to be done. Other people say it's horribly cruel.
Right.
All to protect our meat industry.
Because
we don't want the cows getting it. He was tested positive, so they were like, well, we're gonna have to fucking kill this alpaca.
I feel like, obviously, alpaca's very cute.
Yeah.
How cute can you get before you're not allowed to have a death sentence? Do you know what I mean? What are the limits here? Can you give a butterfly a death sentence? Can you give a fly a death sentence?
I don't know how long those insects live for. Is it worth it?
Where did this death sentence come from?
They're like, I'm going to die next week any day. You know,
was
anyway,
it a judge
I'm a fly.
Who passed this? Do you know what I mean? I feel like...
I don't think there was a court case. I don't think that's how it works.
Well, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, do you know what I mean?
He didn't get a chance to defend himself.
Yeah.
There's no justice.
Well, exactly. But he's not a person. He's a big, stupid animal who's obviously going to cause a lot of problems with disease. I think it's because he's big, probably.
High court judge.
There was a judge.
There was a final appeal from his owner.
Oh my God, it actually was legit.
The appeal was rejected.
And he was given a 30-day kill window.
Kill window. What the fuck?
Oh, kill window. That's like death row, isn't it? He's on death row right now. What's he going to have for his last meal?
I don't know. What do alpaca eat?
Maybe he'll try something that he wouldn't normally be allowed.
Alpaca. Big baked beans. Yeah, sure.
Why not? Slap it on him.
They're herbivores and they're ruminants. They mostly eat grass, but they can eat, you know, bark, leaves, stems, flowers.
They can probably eat baked beans, I think. Might be a bit sugary. You can get the low sugar tins, though.
I think baked beans with bacon alpaca are very, very sick.
Well, it's dying anyway. You've got to go out with a bang. You know, make your last night one to remember.
Okay, so anything with sugar in is very bad to give ruminants, apparently.
Maybe that's how we can kill him.
Oh, my God.
Give him a tub of baked beans to eat.
Oh, no, it's got to go. That would be a slow, painful death. You've got to give him something with much more sugar in.
Right. I see, like a can of Coke.
Can of Coke. I don't know, maybe some Dip Dabs.
Right, I see what you're thinking. Oh,
Geronimo!
All right.
He's just licking at the Dip Dabs. Having a fucking whale of a time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
He'll be dead tomorrow.
Oh, fuck, this is in Gloucestershire as well.
Oh, it's a local. He's a local alpaca. Does that make you feel different?
Oh, my God. What's the name of the person?
Helen McDonald.
I mean, I've known a Helen McDonald. I don't think it's the same one.
No? I'll give her a ring.
It doesn't seem that uncommon a name.
No, probably not. You can't just Google the word Helen McDonald.
Well, I'm just seeing...
There's thousands of Helen McDonalds. They've written books.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's such a common name.
I see, right, sure.
Well,
so apparently people think he has a false positive.
Because he was given the vaccine.
Because he was given a tuberculosis vaccine.
But it didn't take, because he's an alpaca.
What?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Right. So people aren't sure. Apparently there's some questions about the science of whether he has tuberculosis or not.
Oh my God. Does he have a cough or anything?
Maybe he's like Alpaca Mary. Do you know what I mean? He has it, but isn't exhibiting any symptoms.
Okay, I see what you did there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what we called her.
Yeah. Justice for Geronimo! Save Geronimo!
I mean, people have got too much time, honestly, haven't they? If they're standing outside somewhere. I'll take a bullet for Geronimo.
Front page of the Sun! The owner, Helen McDonald. That's her. I'd take a bullet for Geronimo. Maybe that's what it'll come down to, though.
Well, what do you mean?
I'm saying they won't give him Dib Dabs. It'll be firing squad.
What are you saying? If he doesn't turn up for his allotted kill window...
No, I'm saying that...
They're going to bring in the SWAT team.
Well, no. I'm saying that it'll be the day of the execution.
Geronimo, no! She jumps.
Yeah, she'll jump in front. She'll take the bullet for him. Because she was there waiting for that final phone call from, you know, the Queen to say, you know, that she...
Kill him.
Kill him.
You have my authority.
Hello, yes, this is the Queen. Yes, absolutely 100% murder that fucking alpaca.
And all of his badger friends, fuck them all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here, Philip, give me another swan! Oh, fuck, I forgot you were dead.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, you know, soon Geronimo will be up there in heaven with Prince Philip.
Well, that's something to think about.
Hey, what do you do?
I'm an alpaca.
I've got tuberculosis, I think I have. I'm not sure, I'm not getting any symptoms.
No, there's no tuberculosis in heaven.
Is there not?
No.
If they're not, that's so interesting.
Everyone's free of diseases. No STDs, just fucking go to town on anyone.
Really? Yeah. It's just alpaca on human, Helen McDonald, and do whatever she wants. They can finally be together.
Oath.
What?
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Okay.
Good.
I'm just a little bit worried about what you were implying there.
I wasn't implying anything. I was just saying, you know, people can finally... It's very sad. Animals, I'm a big animal lover. I love animals. I don't, however, love infectious disease.
No.
And I do understand that sometimes there have to be rules in order for people and other animals to not have fucking diseases everywhere.
Maybe this is why it's in the public consciousness, you know, that, you know, Geronimo gets ill and, you know, they just want to kill him. And we're like, but all the sacrifices we've made during the pandemic, I don't want to get ill and then someone says, okay, take him away and kill him.
Right.
You know?
I see.
All I'm saying is it's a slippery slope. Starts with one alpaca.
Helen McDonald chowing down on her lamb chops every evening.
Yeah, she loves lamb.
Is probably not...
Slathers it in mint sauce.
Is probably not thinking about... It's all fun and games, isn't it? When it's a fucking llama or whatever that's alpaca that's all sick, but it's not. Don't kill it, you know, while they chow down on their beef burgers.
Oh, my God.
Go fuck yourselves. That's what I think.
Oh, no. Look at those fucking chompers on him.
God, he's horrible looking as well. Look, how can you not want to kill that guy? He's like a zombie. He looks like he's already dead.
I would take a bullet for him.
Well, I think that's enough of that. Go and enjoy, why not treat yourself to some baked beans or toast or something?
Life is short.
Yeah, you never know when the Queen might write a kill order.
Yeah.
For you.
Could be any of us. She's got the right, the authority to do that.
Yeah. She's a mean ass woman. She'll have you hunted down and shot.
Just for the sport of it.
Just on the mere whiff of tuberculosis.
Yeah.
You know.
Kill him.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.